It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam Peters spoke today. There's a lot to get into from his press conference. Eventually, I want to settle on a discussion on the draft picks that he has traded and what their philosophy really is. But a few things we have not hit on that I think are notable. He did talk about Terry McLaurin today. This will be cut 8. McLaurin, as most of you know, is due for another extension. It's funny how quickly that happened.
Isn't that amazing?
Time going quickly? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it just feels like a couple minutes ago I was going, and by the way, they were right, I was wrong. What? They're waiting so long. What are they doing? They're botching this. I don't know what Ron Rivera and company are doing. And they got it done. McLaurin came in at the right amount. It just seems like a year ago we were doing that.
His cap hits $25.5 million this year, which is about 9% of their salary cap. But he's going into a contract year. So if the season starts and he hasn't been extended, he's almost certainly hitting free agency. I don't think that's going to happen. I would bet just about anything that they get an extension in place with him, by the way. And it'll be a 3 or 4 year extension or whatever. He's 30 years old. And he's going to be on the team for the next 2-3 seasons. And he'll end a Commander. That's my guess. But I would say on a 1-10 scale, I would be 10 being the most shocked, 1 being, the opposite. I would say I'd be a 9 out of 10 if they don't get an extension done with him before the start of the year. I'm almost positive they do.
It feels like the vibes are very, very good.
How could they not? Why wouldn't they?
Like, if the time for McLaurin to have bailed would have been, hey, the writing's on the wall.
Exactly.
This Rivera thing is a disaster. That's a no from me. I can't wait to get out of here.
You army crawled through the 500 feet of feces.
You're in Zay Wataneo now, man. You and Red are running your boating company, dude. Like, now's the time.
I'm with you. It's happening. But this was the question to Peters and his answer on getting an extension done with Terry.
Short answer is we want to make Terry a Commander for a long time. You know, he's a great Commander. He got better and better as the season went on, not only as a player, but as a leader. It was really impressive to see him grow so much when you think of Terry as this, pristine, polished player, but then he got even better, So it's really cool. Everybody can get better, even the great ones. So, but we've had talks with Terry's representation, and I think just like any talks we'll have, those will stay in the house. But, it's been really positive.
Good sign. I mean, positive means they're working in the right direction. McLaurin had only caught more than 5 touchdowns once, and it was as a rookie, and he had 13 to set a franchise record this year. Peter's saying he got better. We have seen Terry at his peak, I would say, be better than he was last season in terms of explosivity, vertical, playmaking, his average per catch. We've seen as high as 15.8, 15.5. This past year was a little over 13, but it was 82 catches, which was the second highest total of his career, for almost 1,100 yards. It was the third highest receiving total of his career as well. So hard to argue with the results. It's a matter of time.
113 yards short of Bobby Mitchell for fifth all-time in franchise history. About 1,500 yards behind Santana Moss for fourth. You're talking about two, three, four seasons.
Well that's... Hold on. Let's see. So 1,500 yards, he will surpass Santana for fourth probably in September of next year. So not this coming season, but mm-hmm. next season.
Yeah.
Assuming he signs an extension. So then who else is in front of him and how many yards?
Gary Clark, 8,700. So that's 2,400 yards, give or take, behind. Charlie Taylor, 9,100 yards. So that's now, you know, whatever the math turns out to.
Almost
3,000. And then the great Art Monk, just over 12,000 yards. So he's about halfway there.
He is not catching Art Monk. I think there's a very good chance if he signs a three-year extension, he could be the number two receiver all time, though. He could surpass.
He could do that.
Everybody not named Monk.
You're just under 3,000 yards shy of Charlie Taylor? Mm-hmm. That's very accessible.
That's three seasons.
Yeah.
And I'm saying at 30, probably plays at least that, if not four. Now, it also stands to reason that at 33, maybe he doesn't go for 1,100. Like, he falls off at some point. But, yeah, he could be the number two all-time leading receiver in the history of the organization, and he hangs up the cleats. But needs an extension to do that. I think it'll happen probably right before training camp, if I had to guess.
Feels right to me. It feels like one of those, okay, now everyone's assembled. We're all getting ready to start our business. He'll be there for the offseason program. You're part of this thing. Everybody wants to be taken care of. And that's one of those, hey, what a nice positive announcement. What a great way to start training camp kind of things.
One of the big developments of the offseason for Washington's player movement was the aggressiveness on the defensive line. Made a lot of changes, right? John Allen out. They bring in Javon Kinlaw. Took some heat for that. He's slimming down for the role that they're going to ask him to play defensively, which Adam Peters talked about, just the body type and how they envision using him a little bit.
Yeah, he's have you seen him in person?
Yeah, he's a lot.
He's a monster. Like, the Zoom, like, doesn't it? Like, he's unbelievable. You might have seen him if you went to the joint practices against the Jets last year, and he was probably the heaviest I've seen him there. But he can look like he can be 350 and be chiseled. Like, he's a freak. Like, it's unbelievable. But I've seen him when he's as low as 275 in San Francisco and then as high as 330 plus last year with the Jets. So he can play at any position or any weight, excuse me. He played a lot last year. It was really impressive to see how much he played 60% of the snaps at that weight, which is really impressive. But, you know, if he loses 10 or 15 pounds, you know, if that makes him feel better, he's still going to be just as effective. He's still a monster.
He clearly really, really likes Kinlaw. We knew that already because he brought in a guy that was with him in his previous organization that he knows personally and helped draft. So we already knew that there was a rapport there. But just hearing him talk, that's about as open as Adam Peters gets. I mean, he's given a legitimate answer, talking about the dude's body type.
You hear the kind of enthusiasm in his voice about it, too. And you know, you're not going to be like, it's kind of a bum. I mean, you wouldn't do that. But even still, there's an extra layer of he's sort of drooling over the traits. That's kind of like the scouts take over somebody, right? Where you watch him play and you go, I know you're not seeing much production and there aren't many numbers in his column on Pro Football Reference, but the traits, like, oh, he's a monster. He's huge. He's this. He's clearly dreaming on still the potential of a guy that hasn't really done it at a high level.
Well, that's kind of what I like about it, though, is he is out there on this one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who have watched this guy for a long time. And by the way, I would just say the numbers for what they're worth, although Adam Peters might push back and talk about scouting in his eyeballs or whatever. But the numbers and a lot of the people that watch him have one story on him, which is different than seemingly what Adam Peters thinks, which is that this guy is a real impact player. And I don't know that he has been in his career, but they need him to be based on what they paid him. A lot of people thought it was an overpay. But what about the state of the D-line in general? He's not the only addition they made.
Yeah.
They've gotten busy there. It's a huge turnover, and they still lack edges. I mean, other than Dorrance Armstrong, they have a huge need for a defensive end that can get after the quarterback. This is what Peters had to say about the D-line moves.
Feel really good with the guys that we brought in, the guys that were here, that you're going to have a second year in this system. So, we brought in Wise, who's big physical defensive end. We brought in Eddie Goldman, physical defensive tackle. And then the big one was Kinlaw. And Kinlaw is a tone setter. He's explosive. He's physical. He can line up across the line. And We think he's going to be a great commander, and he wanted to be here. We wanted him to be here. He's from D.C., so there's a lot of extra incentive for that. So they're like kind of the bigger guys that we brought in. We brought in Jacob Martin, who's going to be able to rush the passer and do align a lot of different ways. And then with the guys that we have in there, they'll be a second year in the system. So we feel like we have really good depth, really good competition, and but also the optionality if we do want to add for the draft, we can do that too.
So he could say all of those things. They still need a defensive end.
They need someone to rush the passer from the edge spot.
Yeah, right now, your edge on the first snap of the season opposite Dorrance Armstrong is like Cleland Farrell or Dietrich Wise,
probably, yeah.
Real quick, let me say this.
Go, please.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That was even more obvious how much they like Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Playing that cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because he kind of goes through everything. We got Wise, he's big. We got Goldman, he's huge. We got this. And then he talks about Kinlaw again. He's aggressive. He's this. He went on for 20 seconds again. I mean, you just cannot convince me. Adam Peters is not sold that Javon Kinlaw is so much better than everybody thinks.
Yeah, he is Team Kinlaw, if there is such a thing. So you're still looking at it, and I think this could be one of those where I don't have the vision yet of what they see. In other words, you could have this sort of early down, we are a run-stuffing defensive line with four guys that are there meant to hold the point of attack. And if you want to throw on us, you probably are going to get away with it, right, on first down. And then when it comes to be third down, Maybe Dietrich Wise trots off the field, and you've got Newton, Payne, Kinlaw, and Dorrance Armstrong, and maybe Luvu's lining up as kind of like a standing edge, or we're sort of flexible that way. We're going to create with packages and movement less so than one guy who can go beat his tackle. I don't love that, but I think maybe I wonder if that's kind of how they envision pressure right now, right? Well,
they can't line up and get pressure. You can't line up with Cleland Farrell at defensive end and get pressure, or Wise for that matter, who I like, but that's not his game at this point of his career. So they have to. It's going to have to be scheme. It's going to have to be drawing stuff up in the dirt. It's going to have to be moving Frankie Luvu all over the place. That's the only way you would be able to do it. Bring in corners or safeties or dialing up blitzes. But this is my point. There's a happy medium here where I'm not saying when you draft an edge, if you do that at 29, that all your problems are fixed, because that's not the case. Late in the first round, taking a defensive end, normally you're getting a guy who might have 4.5 sacks this year, whatever. Hopefully you guess right, and over a couple of years they can become something. But at least you have another pass rusher with a move, or another guy that can win. Right now, this moment, who is their best pass rusher outside of Frankie Luvu?
Armstrong?
Who's an off-ball linebacker. Dorrance Armstrong, who's okay.
Yeah.
He had a good finish to the year, but for the first two-thirds or so of the season, I would say, He's
solid, if not unspectacular.
Very average.
Yeah, he's very fun.
I don't want that. I mean, I want him. I could have him as my second end. He's probably, honestly, a perfect third defensive end in like a great rotation.
Which is what he was in Dallas.
Yeah. If you want to have a really good defense, like Dallas did top five when he was their third defensive end, that's probably about what you want. But you need your Micah Parsons, right? You want DeMarcus Lawrence. Like, you need those guys, and that's who they do not have at this point. So I'm not knocking the construction. I think he's right when he talks about depth. But they have quantity. They do not have quality, especially at the defensive end position. So you can name all the guys. We got this guy, Jacob Martin. He's big. He may or may not make the team. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you have a lot of players that you have brought in here, but not a whole lot of them make a ton of money, and not a whole lot of them are players that I would bank on putting up a whole lot of productivity. I like Wise some.
Yeah.
He obviously loves Kinlaw. I will take his word on Javon Kinlaw. That didn't make a lot of sense to me for what they did in terms of the money, but I'm never going to argue with trying to make your team better and throwing money at a problem. But that was maybe my biggest takeaway of his avail today, was he wanted to send the message, my name's Adam Peters, Javon Kinlaw's awesome, and I endorse this message.
Yeah, we have a couple headliners, Laramie Tunsil and Deebo Samuel on offense, and our third headliner is Javon Kinlaw. Right now, he's a headline to me for different reasons, where you're going, hey, you're being a guy that hasn't done what you think he's going to do, but in their minds, like, that was the big ticket item, right? There are three big ticket items this offseason, and that's the third of three.
We're working our way through Adam Peters' press conference and some of the things he had to say to the media today at the owners' meetings. How about Laramie Tunsil, cut four here? The new left tackle who comes over from the Houston Texans. Tunsil to Washington on a trade where Peters had to give up picks. He discussed how it came about.
Those guys don't come on the market very often, right? Left tackles in free agency or any time, really. And picking 29, it's not like you're picking in top five and it's a sure thing or as close to a sure thing as you can get. So when you have an opportunity like that, and we really wanted to bolster the offensive line, and he's, you know, in our opinion, one of the best. You know, you can say he's top three, top, you know, two in pass protection. I think he's underrated as a run blocker too, and understanding too, we have people in that building that really vouch for him as a person, so we knew he'd fit in with our team, with our locker room, within that O-line room, and early returns show like he's been great. When he came out here, he's connected with a lot of our guys, and I think he's going to be a great addition. So you know, those opportunities are rare, so we thought it was the right to bounce on it.
I got a tweet from a listener earlier when we were talking about the Laramie Tunsil trade, who said, would they have made that trade if Jaden Daniels wasn't their quarterback and he wasn't going into year two? How much of this is about protecting the kid and keeping him healthy? I think it's a great question. I obviously don't know the answer, but I would imagine you make the deal either way. I don't think you make the deal if you have, you know, Taylor Heinicke or a bridge quarterback at this point, because you're not ready to win anyway. But if you have a veteran quarterback that you like that you've paid, if you're any type of contender, left tackle's too important a position. Guys like Laramie Tunsil, as Peter said, just aren't available. So when they are, you got to scoop it. It's like going to the store, Danny, and seeing a thing that's never there.
Oh, they never have this, and you get it.
And you just grab it, and someone's like, well, we already have eggs at home. Or we already have we've got dinners for this week. Doesn't matter. I won't be able to get this. I'm grabbing it.
Yeah, I'd even go further than you just did and say, I don't. If Jaden Daniels didn't exist and it was name that bridge, I still think you do this. Because like they've gotten away with it at left tackle for a few years.
I don't think you'd give up the picks, but that's probably not worth arguing about right now. But sure, I mean, they could, because it's Laramie Tunsil.
Because to me, they're going, we've got the previous regime got lucky as hell that Charles Leno got cut. And he was adequate to even plus at times for us. That was not a plan that they had. They did not know that dude was getting cut. There's no way you'll convince me. So they've gotten away with it, and we can't try to get away with this anymore, regardless of who our quarterback is. We have to upgrade at that spot. I think you'd spend some of those mid-round picks, but that's either here or there, kind of to your point. The fact that you have Jaden Daniels makes that all that much more premium. I mean, it seemed to me to be an essential part of this offseason.
Well, he did speak about roster construction with a rookie quarterback. Here's what Peter said today about that.
It's interesting because I've seen it happen where teams have to pay their quarterback eventually, and then you have to make some decisions that you don't necessarily have to make right now. And so to be able, you know, we do have the flexibility right now to get some higher priced players around him. So that is a good thing. Eventually we're going to have to pay Jaden, and I think we'll be really excited to pay Jaden when that comes. But I mean, I don't know if Josh will, but so yeah, maximizing that. But I mean, it's just the same. Like, we're just trying to make our team as good as possible all the time. And so that does give us more flexibility. But, you know, knowing that eventually at some point that'll come to an end.
It's a good line. I bet you Josh will be okay paying him. That's a butts and seats guy there.
Yeah.
He's going to help that business of yours just a little bit. One of the big stories of this offseason, again, has been all the one-year deals that they've signed players to. Is this a Peters thing? Is this what they've got to do because they weren't left with enough talent?
I think it's that.
I do too, but, I mean, it's two off seasons. It's his only time we've ever seen him run a team. And it's not just that they've done it and majored in it. It's all they do, yeah, seemingly, is sign veterans to one-year deals. I mean, at a probably 80% of their free agents since he got here. Clip or so. This is what he said about that paradigm.
I think that's just kind of how the market is, too, a little bit of that also. We do have a lot of flexibility in the future because of that, like what you're saying. Like, we're not tied to a ton of players in 26, 27. And so not a ton of guarantees that are out there down the line. But, you know, just building this team, and like you said, we try to build through the draft, and that's, you know, going to be a real big focus here. But, you know, you only have opportunities if a player wants a one-year deal, then, you know, you can't give them a two-year deal. And a lot of the players that we have, we're kind of in that mindset. And so the guys that we were able to sign the longer-term deals, we're happy to do that. But this does provide us optionality and flexibility. But ultimately, you know, like I've said, and obviously, you know, you can argue with that, and I understand that argument, but it's, you know, you get the guys that are under 3 or 4 year contracts, essentially that helps build the foundation of your team, and that's where we want to get to.
See, I think he likes it this way. I mean, when he talks about the versatility we have, we don't have guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of money to worry about on the books in 26 and 27. It might be both. In fact, I'm quite sure to some extent it's both, but I do think that he enjoys this part of roster building a little bit, where I'm not worried about 2 years from now, especially with Jaden Daniels as the sun in the solar system, so mm-hmm. to speak. We can rearrange the deck chairs constantly. As long as we still have the couch in the middle of the living room that everybody wants to sit on, whatever we're doing with our little side chairs and side tables, it's going to be okay.
And that's the sense I've got. I think this approach that also, by the way, includes trading some of these draft picks away, that's included the way they've gone about it, is a direct, we got in here, and we're like, okay, we just bought the place. Let's see what we got. Oh my God, there's mold everywhere. We can't do anything. We didn't inherit good bones either. Like, we've got to do a total reno. And I'd love to fix every room. I'd love to fix everything at all times with a bunch of young pieces. There's nothing here. They don't have a first round pick on their team from the previous regime. I don't name a team where that's ever happened in the history of this game. Right? Like, a new regime takes over. They go, well, at least we got Forbes, or at least we got Davis, or at least we got somebody. Most of the second rounders are gone too. It is such a giant disaster in that regard of young talent passed down, that I think this is what they've had to do just to be competent, just to be mildly competitive, that they're trying to instill.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.